Leviticus chapter 8. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Take Aaron and his sons with him, and the garments, and the anointing oil, and a bullock for the sin offering, and two rams, and a basket of unleavened bread, and gather you all the congregation together to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Moses did as Yahweh commanded him, and the assembly was gathered together to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Moses said to the congregation, This is the thing which Yahweh commanded to be done. And Moses brought Aaron and his sons and washed them with water. And he put upon him the coat, and girded him with the sash, and clothed him with the robe, and put the ephod upon him, and he girded him with the curious girdle of the ephod, and bound it unto him therewith. And he put the breastplate upon him, also he put in the breastplate the Urim and the Thummim. And he put the turban upon his head, also upon the turban, even upon his forefront, did he put the golden plate, the holy crown, as Yahweh commanded Moses. And Moses took the anointing oil, and anointed the tabernacle and all that was therein, and sanctified them. And he sprinkled thereof upon the altar 7 times, and anointed the altar, and all his vessels, both the laver and his foot, to sanctify them. And he poured of the anointing oil upon Aaron's head, and anointed him to sanctify him. And Moses brought Aaron's sons, and put coats upon them, and girded them with sashes, and put bonnets upon them, as Yahweh commanded Moses. And he brought the bullock for the sin offering, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head of the bullock for the sin offering, and he slew it, and Moses took the blood, and put it upon the horns of the altar round about with his finger, and purified the altar, and poured the blood at the bottom of the altar, and sanctified it to make reconciliation upon it. And he took all the fat that was upon the inwards, and the lobe above the liver, and the 2 kidneys and their fat, and Moses burned them upon the altar. But the bullock and his hide, his flesh and his dung, he burnt with fire outside the camp, as Yahweh commanded Moses. And he brought the ram for the burnt offering, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head of the ram, and he killed it, and Moses sprinkled the blood upon the altar round about. And he cut the ram into pieces, and Moses burnt the head and the pieces and the fat. And he washed the inwards and the legs in water, and Moses burnt the whole ram upon the altar. It was a burnt sacrifice for a sweet savour, and an offering made by fire unto Yahweh, as Yahweh commanded Moses. And he brought the other ram, the ram of consecration, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head of the ram. And he slew it, and Moses took of the blood of it, and put it upon the tip of Aaron's right ear, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. And he brought Aaron's sons, and Moses put of the blood upon the tip of their right ear, and upon the thumbs of their right hands, and upon the great toes of their right feet. And Moses sprinkled the blood upon the altar round about. And he took the fat, and the rump, and all the fat that was upon the inwards, and the lobe above the liver, and the 2 kidneys and their fat, and the right shoulder, and out of the basket of unleavened bread that was before Yahweh, he took 1 unleavened cake, and a cake of oiled bread, and 1 wafer, and put them on the fat, and upon the right shoulder. And he put all upon Aaron's hands, and upon his son's hands, and waved them for a wave offering before Yahweh. And Moses took them from off their hands, and burnt them on the altar upon the burnt offering. They were consecrations for a sweet savour. It is an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. And Moses took the breast and waved it for a wave offering before Yahweh, for of the ram of consecration it was Moses' part, as Yahweh commanded Moses. And Moses took of the anointing oil and of the blood which was upon the altar, and sprinkled it upon Aaron, and upon his garments, and upon his sons, and upon his sons' garments with him, and sanctified Aaron, and his garments, and his sons' garments with him. And Moses said to Aaron and to his sons, Boil the flesh at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and there eat it with the bread that is in the basket of consecrations, as I commanded, saying, Aaron and his sons shall eat it. And that which remains of the flesh and of the bread shall you burn with fire. And you shall not go out of the door of the tabernacle of the congregation for 7 days, until the days of your consecration are at an end. For 7 days shall he consecrate you, as he has done so this, as he has done this day, so Yahweh has commanded to do, to make an atonement for you. Therefore shall you remain at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation day and night 7 days, and keep the charge of Yahweh, that you die not, for so I am commanded. So Aaron and his sons did all things which Yahweh commanded by the hand of Moses. Leviticus chapter 9. And it came to pass on the 8th day that Moses called Aaron and his sons and the elders of Israel. And he said to Aaron, Take you a young calf for a sin offering, and a ram for a burnt offering, without blemish, and offer them before Yahweh. And to the children of Israel you shall speak, saying, Take you a kid of the goats for a sin offering, and a calf and a lamb, both of the first year without blemish, for a burnt offering. Also a bullock and a ram for peace offerings, to sacrifice before Yahweh, and a meat offering mingled with oil, for today Yahweh will appear to you. And they brought that which Moses commanded before the tabernacle of the congregation, and all the congregation drew near and stood before Yahweh. And Moses said, This is the thing which Yahweh commanded that you should do, and the glory of Yahweh shall appear to you. And Moses said to Aaron, Go to the altar, and offer your sin offering, and your burnt offering, and make an atonement for yourself, and for the people, and offer the offering of the people, and make an atonement for them, as Yahweh commanded. Aaron therefore went to the altar, and slew the calf of the sin offering, which was for himself. And the sons of Aaron brought the blood to him, and he dipped his finger in the blood, and put it upon the horns of the altar, and poured out the blood at the bottom of the altar. But the fat and the kidneys and the lobe above the liver of the sin offering he burnt upon the altar, as Yahweh commanded Moses. And the flesh and the hide he burnt with fire outside the camp. And he slew the burnt offering, and Aaron's sons presented to him the blood, which he sprinkled round about the altar. And they presented the burnt offering to him, with the pieces thereof, and the head, and he burnt them upon the altar. And he did wash the inwards and the legs, and burnt them upon the burnt offering on the altar. And he brought the people's offering, and took the goat, which was the sin offering for the people, and slew it, and offered it for sin as the first. And he brought the burnt offering, and offered it according to the manner. And he brought the meat offering, and took a handful thereof, and burnt it upon the altar, beside the burnt sacrifice of the morning. He slew also the bullock and the ram for a sacrifice of peace offerings, which was for the people. And Aaron's sons presented to him the blood, which sprinkled upon the altar round about. And the fat of the bullock and of the ram, the rump, and that which covers the inwards, and the kidneys, and the lobe above the liver. And they put the fat upon the breasts, and he burnt the fat upon the altar. And the breasts and the right shoulder Aaron waved for a wave offering before Yahweh, as Moses commanded. And Aaron lifted up his hand toward the people, and blessed them, and came down from offering of the sin offering, and the burnt offering, and peace offerings. And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of the congregation, and came out and blessed the people, and the glory of Yahweh appeared to all the people. And there came a fire out from before Yahweh, and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat, which when all the people saw, they shouted and fell on their faces. Leviticus chapter 10. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer, and put fire therein, and put incense thereon, and offered strange fire before Yahweh, which he commanded them not. And there went out fire from Yahweh, and devoured them, and they died before Yahweh. Then Moses said to Aaron, This is it that Yahweh spoke, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come near me, and before all the people I will be glorified. And Aaron held his peace. And Moses called Mishael and Elzaphan, the sons of Uzziel, the uncle of Aaron, and said to them, Come near, carry your brethren from before the sanctuary out of the camp. So they went near and carried them in their coats out of the camp, as Moses had said. And Moses said to Aaron and to Eleazar and to Ithamar his sons, Uncover not your heads, neither tear your clothes, lest you die and lest wrath comes upon all the people. But let your brethren, the whole house of Israel, bewail the burning which Yahweh has kindled. And you shall not go out from the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, lest you die. For the anointing oil of Yahweh is upon you. And they did according to the word of Moses. And Yahweh spoke to Aaron, saying, Do not drink wine nor strong drink, you nor your sons with you, when you go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest you die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations. And that you may put difference between holy and unholy, between unclean and clean, and that you may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which Yahweh has spoken to them by the hand of Moses. And Moses spoke to Aaron and to Eleazar and to Ithamar, his sons that were left, Take the meat offering that remains of the offerings of Yahweh made by fire, and eat it without leaven, beside the altar, for it is most holy. And you shall eat it in the holy place, because it is your due and your son's due of the sacrifices of Yahweh made by fire, for so I am commanded. And the wave breast and heave shoulder shall you eat in a clean place, you and your sons and your daughters with you, for they are your due, and your sons' due, which are given out of the sacrifices of peace offerings of the children of Israel. The heave shoulder and the wave breast shall they bring with the offerings made by fire of the fat, to wave it for a wave offering before Yahweh, and it shall be yours and your sons with you by statute forever, as Yahweh has commanded. And Moses diligently sought the goat of the sin offering, and behold, it was burnt, and he was angry with Eleazar and Ithamar, the sons of Aaron, which were left alive, saying, Why have you not eaten the sin offering in the holy place, seeing it is most holy, and God has given it to you to bear the iniquity of the congregation, to make atonement for them before Yahweh? Behold, the blood of it was not brought in within the holy place. You should indeed have eaten it in the holy place, as I commanded. And Aaron said to Moses, Behold, this day have they offered their sin offering and their burnt offering before Yahweh, and such things have befallen me. And if I had eaten the sin offering today, should it have been accepted in the sight of Yahweh? And when Moses heard that, he was content. Leviticus chapter 11. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying to them, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, These are the beasts which you shall eat among all the beasts that are on the earth. Whoever parts the hoof, and is cloven-footed, and chews the cud, among the beasts that you shall eat. Nevertheless, these shall you not eat of them that chew the cud, or of them that divide the hoof, as the camel, because he chews the cud, but divides not the hoof, he is unclean to you. And the coney, because he chews the cud, but divides not the hoof, he is unclean to you. And the hare, because he chews the cud, but divides not the hoof, he is unclean to you. And the swine, though he divides the hoof and is cloven-footed, yet he chews not the cud, he is unclean to you. Of their flesh shall you not eat, and their carcass shall you not touch. They are unclean to you. These shall you eat of all that are in the waters. Whatever has fins and scales in the waters, in the seas and in the rivers, them shall you eat. And all that have not fins and scales in the seas and in the rivers, of all that move in the waters, and of any living thing which is in the waters, they shall be an abomination to you. They shall be even an abomination to you. You shall not eat of their flesh, but you shall have their carcasses in abomination. Whatever has no fins nor scales in the waters, that shall be an abomination to you. And these are they which you shall have an abomination among the fowls. They shall not be eaten. They are an abomination. The eagle and the ossifrage and the osprey, and the vulture and the kite after his kind, every raven after his kind, and the owl and the nighthawk and the cuckoo and the hawk after his kind, and the little owl and the cormorant and the great owl, and the swan and the pelican and the gear eagle and the stork, the heron after her kind, and the lapwing and the bat, all fowls that creep going upon all four, shall be an abomination to you. Yet these may you eat of every flying creeping thing that goes upon all four, which have legs above their feet, to leap therewith upon the earth. Even these of them you may eat, the locust after his kind, and the bald locust after his kind, and the beetle after his kind, and the grasshopper after his kind. But all other flying creeping things which have 4 feet shall be an abomination to you. And for these you shall be unclean. Whoever touches the carcass of them shall be unclean until the evening. And whoever bears any of the carcass of them shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the evening. The carcasses of every beast which divides the hoof and is not cloven-footed, nor chews the cud, are unclean to you. Everyone that touches them shall be unclean. And whatever goes upon his paws, among all manner of beasts that go on all four, those are unclean to you. Whoever touches their carcass shall be unclean until the evening. And he that bears the carcass of them shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the evening. They are unclean to you. These also shall be unclean to you among the creeping things that creep upon the earth, the weasel and the mouse and the tortoise after his kind, and the ferret and the chameleon and the lizard and the snail and the mole. These are unclean to you among all that creep. Whoever does touch them when they are dead shall be unclean until the evening. And upon whatever any of them when they are dead does fall, it shall be unclean, whether it is any vessel of wood or clothing or skin or sack, whatever vessel it is, wherein any work is done, it must be put into water, and it shall be unclean until the evening, so it shall be cleansed. And every earthen vessel whereinto any of them falls, whatever is in it shall be unclean, and you shall break it. Of all meat which may be eaten, that on which such water comes shall be unclean, and all drink that may be drunk in every such vessel shall be unclean. And everything whereupon any part of their carcass falls shall be unclean, whether it is an oven or ranges for pots, they shall be broken down, for they are unclean, and shall be unclean to you. Nevertheless, a fountain or pit wherein there is plenty of water shall be clean, but that which touches their carcass shall be unclean. And if any part of their carcass falls upon any sowing seed which is to be sown, it shall be clean. But if any water is put upon the seed, and any part of their carcass falls thereon, it shall be unclean to you. And if any beast of which you may eat dies, he that touches the carcass thereof shall be unclean until the evening. And he that eats of the carcass of it shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the evening. He also that bears the carcass of it shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the evening. And every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth shall be an abomination. It shall not be eaten. Whatever goes upon the belly, and whatever goes upon all fours, or whatever has more feet among all creeping things that creep upon the earth, them you shall not eat, for they are an abomination. You shall not make yourselves abominable with any creeping thing that creeps, neither shall you make yourselves unclean with them, that you should be defiled thereby. For I am Yahweh your God. You shall therefore sanctify yourselves, and you shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall you defile yourselves with any manner of creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. For I am Yahweh that brought you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. You shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. This is the law of the beasts and of the fowl, and of every living creature that moves in the waters, and of every creature that creeps upon the earth. To make a difference between the unclean and the clean, and between the beasts that may be eaten and the beasts that may not be eaten. Leviticus chapter 12. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, If a woman has conceived seed and bears a man-child, then she shall be unclean 7 days. According to the days of the separation for her infirmity shall she be unclean. And in the 8th day of the flesh of his foreskin, and in the 8th day the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. And she shall then continue in the blood of her purifying 33 days. She shall touch no hallowed thing, nor come into the sanctuary, until the days of her purifying are fulfilled. But if she bears a maid child, then she shall be unclean 2 weeks, as in her separation, and she shall continue in the blood of her purifying 66 days. And when the days of her purifying are fulfilled, for a son or for a daughter, she shall bring a lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, and a young pigeon or a turtle dove for a sin offering, to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation unto the priest, who shall offer it before Yahweh, and make an atonement for her, and she shall be cleansed from the issue of her blood. This is the law for her that has borne a male or a female. And if she is not able to bring a lamb, then she shall bring 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, the one for the burnt offering and the other for a sin offering, and the priest shall make an atonement for her, and she shall be clean. Leviticus chapter 13. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, When a man shall have in the skin of his flesh arising a scab or bright spot, and it is in the skin of his flesh like the plague of leprosy, then he shall be brought to Aaron the priest, or to one of his sons the priests. And the priest shall look on the plague in the skin of the flesh, and when the hair in the plague has turned white, and the plague in sight is deeper than the skin of his flesh, it is a plague of leprosy, and the priest shall look on him and pronounce him unclean. If the bright spot is white in the skin of his flesh, and in sight is not deeper than the skin, and the hair thereof has not turned white, then the priest shall shut up him that has the plague 7 days. And the priest shall look on him the 7th day, and behold, if the plague in his sight is at a stay, and the plague spreads not in the skin, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days more. And the priest shall look on him again the 7th day, and behold, if the plague is somewhat dark, and the plague spreads not in the skin, the priest shall pronounce him clean. It is but a scab, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the scab spreads much abroad in the skin, after that he has been seen by the priest for his cleansing, he shall be seen by the priest again. And if the priest sees that, behold, the scab spreads in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a leprosy. When the plague of leprosy is in a man, then he shall be brought to the priest. And the priest shall see him, and behold, if the rising is white in the skin, and it has turned the hair white, and there is tender raw flesh in the rising, it is an old leprosy in the skin of his flesh. And the priest shall pronounce him unclean, and shall not shut him up, for he is unclean. And if a leprosy breaks out abroad in the skin, and the leprosy covers all the skin of him that has the plague from his head even to his foot, wherever the priest looks, then the priest shall consider, and behold, if the leprosy has covered all his flesh, he shall pronounce him clean that has the plague, it is all turned white, he is clean. But when raw flesh appears in him, he shall be unclean. And the priest shall see the raw flesh and pronounce him to be unclean, for the raw flesh is unclean, it is a leprosy. Or if the raw flesh turns again and is changed to white, he shall come to the priest. And the priest shall see him, and, behold, if the plague is turned into white, then the priest shall pronounce him clean that has the plague, he is clean. The flesh also, in which even in the skin thereof was a boil, and is healed, and in the place of the boil there is a white rising, or a bright spot, white and somewhat reddish, and it is shown to the priest. And if, when the priest sees it, behold, it is in sight lower than the skin, and the hair thereof is turned white, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a plague of leprosy broken out of the boil. But if the priest looks on it, and behold, there are no white hairs therein, and if it is not lower than the skin, but is somewhat dark, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days. And if it spreads much abroad in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a plague. But if the bright spot stays in his place and spreads not, it is a burning boil, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. Or if there is any flesh in the skin whereof there is a hot burning, and the quick flesh that burns has a white bright spot, somewhat reddish or white, then the priest shall look upon it, and behold, if the hair in the bright spot has turned white, and it is in sight deeper than the skin, it is a leprosy broken out of the burning, therefore the priest shall pronounce him unclean, it is the plague of leprosy. But if the priest looks on it, and behold, there is no white hair in the bright spot, and it is no lower than the other skin, but is somewhat dark, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days, and the priest shall look upon him the seventh day, and if it is spread much abroad in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean, it is the plague of leprosy. And if the bright spot stays in his place and spreads not in the skin, but it is somewhat dark, it is a rising of the burning, and the priest shall pronounce him clean, for it is an inflammation of the burning. If a man or woman has a plague upon the head or the beard, then the priest shall see the plague, and behold, if it is in sight deeper than the skin, and there is in it a yellow thin hair, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a dry scale, even a leprosy upon the head or beard. And if the priest looks upon the plague of the scale, and behold, it is not in sight deeper than the skin, and that there is no black hair in it, then the priest shall shut up him that has the plague of the scale 7 days. And in the seventh day the priest shall look on the plague, and behold, if the scale spreads not, and there is in it no yellow hair, and the scale is not in sight deeper than the skin, he shall be shaven, but the scale shall he not shave, and the priest shall shut up him that has the scale 7 days more. And in the seventh day the priest shall look on the scale, and behold, if the scale is not spread in the skin, nor is in sight deeper than the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him clean, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the scale spreads much in the skin after his cleansing, then the priest shall look on him, and behold, if the scale has spread in the skin, the priest shall not seek for yellow hair, he is unclean. But if the scale is in his sight at a stay, and that there is black hair grown up therein, the scale is healed, he is clean, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. If a man also or a woman has in the skin of their flesh bright spots, even white bright spots, then the priest shall look, and behold, if the bright spots in the skin of their flesh are darkish white, it is a freckled spot that grows in the skin, he is clean. And the man whose hair has fallen off his head, he is bald, yet is he clean. And he that has his hair fallen off from the part of his head towards his face, he is forehead bald, yet is he clean. and if there is in the bald head or bald forehead a white reddish sore, it is a leprosy sprung up in his bald head or his bald forehead. Then the priest shall look upon it, and behold, if the rising of the sore is white reddish in his bald head or in his bald forehead, as the leprosy appears in the skin of the flesh, he is a leprous man, he is unclean. The priest shall pronounce him utterly unclean. His plague is in his head. And the leper in whom the plague is, his clothes shall be torn and his head bare, and he shall put a covering upon his upper lip and shall cry, unclean, unclean. All the days wherein the plague shall be in him, he shall be defiled. He is unclean, he shall dwell alone outside the camp, shall his habitation be. The garment also that the plague of leprosy is in, whether it is a woolen garment or a linen garment, whether it is in the warp or woof of linen or of woolen, whether in a skin or in anything made of skin, and if the plague is greenish or reddish in the garment or in the skin, either in the warp or in the woof or in anything of skin, it is a plague of leprosy and shall be shown to the priest. And the priest shall look upon the plague and shut up it that has the plague 7 days. And he shall look on the plague on the seventh day. If the plague is spread in the garment, either in the warp or in the woof or in a skin or in any work that is made of skin, the plague is a fretting leprosy, it is unclean. He shall therefore burn that garment, whether warp or woof, in woolen or in linen, or anything of the skin wherein the plague is, for it is a fretting leprosy. And if the priest shall look, and behold the plague has not spread in the garment, either in the warp or in the woof, or in anything of the skin, then the priest shall command that they wash the thing wherein the plague is, and he shall shut it up 7 days more. And the priest shall look on the plague after that it is washed, and behold, if the plague has not changed its colour, and the plague is not spread, it is unclean. You shall burn it in the fire, it is boring inward, whether it is bare within or without. And if the priest looks, and behold, the plague is somewhat dark after the washing of it, then he shall rend it out of the garment, or out of the skin, or out of the warp, or out of the woof. And if it appears still in the garment, either in the warp, or in the woof, or in anything of skin, it is a spreading plague. You shall burn that wherein the plague is with fire. And the garment, either warp or woof, or whatever thing of skin it is, which you shall wash, if the plague has departed from them, then it shall be washed the second time, and shall be clean. This is the law of the plague of leprosy in a garment of woolen or linen, either in the warp or woof, or anything of skins, to pronounce it clean, or to pronounce it unclean.